Sunday, January 7th. I told my kids today, and I've said this for many, many years, maybe decades even, that even a shitty water park is still a pretty good water park. And we had an event today at such a water park called La Boya, which I have certainly mentioned here over the years of my time in Costa Rica. It was for, we were hosting for my little guy's 7th birthday party. Had about, 30 people show up, I guess. Or hard to say because we framed it as a drop-off party, right? We wanted parents and siblings of people that we're not that friendly with, but Dre wanted to invite classmates to drop the kids and leave them because we are paying per head that comes in, basically. However, a water park is not, you know, the safest place for 6, 7, 8 year olds. So I get the idea that parents might want to stay, or maybe it's not conveniently located to drop off and come back or something. Like, there would be reasons. We invited a few parents of, you know, people that we're friends with that said, hey, come hang out. Anyway, it ends up that essentially every kid who was invited came along with, one to two parents and some, you know, half of them had siblings too, which whatever, you know, it was fine. The party went well. And there was like another part, like there was a crowded space and people were enjoying and we had our own private space and whatnot. But Dre had fun, you know, a successful day, no doubt. But etiquette wise, right? If you're, when it comes to food, right, we ordered enough food for what we expected to be the guest list of people that responded, the friends that Dre wanted there, the parents that we wanted there, and we got enough for them. However, when the food came, all of these people who decided to stay around, siblings, parents, you know, just jumped right in there as if it were their party and there was a private chef cooking for them, which made the food disappear fairly quickly. Luckily, I think everyone got enough, especially like the kids. But if you were a parent in this situation, like the clear move here, if you're not a friend of ours and weren't like personally invited to a quote unquote drop-off party, which it literally said on the invitation, the move is wait till every kid has gone, gotten their food, and basically has left the area and gone back to playing. And then you go over and graze a little bit, say, oh, what's up here? Anything left over? And either then you grab, or someone like me would say, hey, you know, go help yourself, guys, at that point. But now's not, that's not the time to just, that's the time to consider taking the food. Ended up working out, but I thought that was a little presumptuous of some of our non-guest guests. Anyway, La Boya, you know, it's not the nicest place. We brought in food from one of our favorite restaurants because I assumed the food there was not going to be great. I'm guessing I assumed right. But to have this venue, you know, 10 to 15 minutes from our house is a great thing. Because like there are days where the kids have off from school or whatever, a random weekday where I'll just be like, all right, surprise, we're going to La Boya. And we go for an hour. Kids go down a few slides and they like think they had a great day. And it's like very easy for us to do. So for a birthday party, if you're looking for a place to host a under 10-year-old birthday party, I highly recommend La Boya if it's convenient for you and your family and friends. Anyway, happy 7th birthday once again to little Dre. Another party in the books, and we'll see you tomorrow as we sort of get ready for normal life, although my kids don't have school tomorrow. That's not till Tuesday, so it's kind of an in-between preparation type of day, and I'm very much looking forward to it. Bye.